You know, the last time we spoke to Bruce on air, I think he was in Stockholm with his group from Travel Right. Well, much has happened. A lot of water has passed under the ship since then. And
but not through Bruce.
We'd talk to Bruce himself. It'll be so reassuring to hear your voice. Hello, Bruce.
Well, Phil, and to you, Simon, and Patty, and everyone there, and across Melbourne. Good evening. I didn't think I'd ever have as dramatic as it sounds, the chance to speak to you and say good evening to everyone on Nightline again.
You know, it is so reassuring to hear your voice. And you're in very good form. I spoke to Bruce an hour ago. The first thing he said was, tongue-in-cheek, forgive me for being such a swine these last 25 years. And I thought, you haven't lost it, buddy.
No. Make that the last 24 hours.
Well, now, we all have been praying for you. We've been very anxious about you. We want to know how you are.
Well, I'm feeling, not 100%, and I'll explain to you in a moment why. But midway through the journey, through the cruise, as I was taking with Travel Right to the Baltic, we stopped off at Stockholm, and at that point I was going to go off the ship and do a tour. I went down to check with the doctor on board the ship, and he said, you have very bad swelling in the ankles. No. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, your ankles are swelling very badly. Are you involved in someone that you are uncertain with in your life? I said, what do you mean? Well, he said, a working companion, someone you don't trust. I said, no, I there's no one I know. Is there someone back in Melbourne at night time which brings you this swelling?
Yeah.
And I said, no. He said, this is bad because you not travel, you not flying, because this could go from your ankles to your heart, and it would be death. And at that time, I was then put in charge at the Stockholm Hospital for a week, of which exhaustive tests were carried out on blood pressure and nerves and heart conditions, etc. Very exhaustive for a week there.
Yeah, and very, very tiring for you too, I'm sure.
Very much so. And toward the end of the week, Phil and Simon and Patty, they said, uncertain that you can travel back. I said, look, I have to get back to work. I'm due back on air on Tuesday. So they said, we leave you and let you on your own volition to go. And that was the case. And I flew back under great strain to Melbourne.
Yes, I think I spoke to you and Jill at Bangkok Airport, and it was a very difficult flight home. Were you in pain? Were you in discomfort on that flight?
Not a great deal of discomfort, just this swelling, Phil, which, as you know, is very hard to contain. And when you're in the steerage, it's even worse because there's not very much foot room.
Yeah, when I came to visit you in a private hospital 10 days ago, I was really charmed by those fishnet stockings you had on to assist your circulation. Obviously, a leftover from the Rocky Horror Show.
Well, there's a lot in that, and I'm doing a very big treatment with women's hormones. What are they called, Phil?
Simon's more likely to know than I am.
Well, the female hormone, hello, Bruce, by the way. The female hormone, I think, is estrogen.
That's right. Well, I'm pumped up to the absolute eyeballs with estrogen to the point where I look like a pair of fishnet stockings.
Yes, but I must say that bra is very attractive, Bruce.
Oh, well, you know what it's like in Sweden. You're not accepted unless you've got one on.
We don't call you man boobs for nothing.
Well, I got that all over Europe. Here comes man boobs.
So just to be serious for one moment, how are you and what's the prognosis?
The prognosis isn't good, Phil, and I'm going to incorporate a lot of people who would be feeling very much like me at the moment, very weak, very much behind the eight ball as far as, work is concerned, because I can't wait to get back, and I've missed that like a tonic.
Yes.
But I do have a case of prostate cancer, not brought on by anything overseas, but that's the diagnosis at the moment. I went for tests today locally. And everything is pretty well clear. This can be this can be not operated on, which they don't do today, but is treatable with all of the magic cures of today. So I'm only hope and praying that that will be the case.
So it's going to keep you out of action for a little while longer, Bruce, and we wish you all the best for it. We able to call in occasionally and get updates from you and see how you're going?
Well, I'd love to be able to talk to you each night if we possibly could at this time, if it's not going to be terribly funny, which tonight isn't proving to be.
It hasn't been very funny for the last 10 years.
Bruce, as you're well aware, in the modern age of radio is very much sales-driven, so if it's okay with you, we're going to speak to you, but we're going to have it sponsored by the Drain Man.
Oh, that's very good, because he's working in my left ventricle in the morning.
Well, that's a wonderful idea. A little chat every night if it doesn't exhaust you. We might even put a camera in Bruce's bedroom so we can stream around the world. And what are you wearing at the moment? Do you wear a nightshirt or pajamas? Describe what you're wearing.
Well, I'm wearing a brunch coat, one of my wife's, very brief honeymoon outfit that I wore with her on the night. It comes down to the nether regions, but enough to cover any of the problems.
And those fluffy slippers with the pom-poms, very attractive.
Yes, they belong to the doctor who's coming in to give me a course at about 9.
And congratulations on that Swedish accent. We understood every word.
Oh, I'm thrilled about that. But my love to all of you, my thoughts are with you, and I really do miss you so much.
Well, okay, we look forward to your return, Bruce, and you're in good company because there have been many people who have been through the corridors of 3AW who have had the same complaint, Sam Newman being one.
Oh, yes.
Andre, our production manager, also suffered the same thing. Keith McGowan at one point also suffered as well.
Yes.
And all made good recoveries. So we look forward to you completing that list.
Thank you very much indeed. That's very kind, Simon. And, of course, you don't realise until you do suffer from something like this, and the diagnosis is as dramatic as it is, that so many people have come through it and suffer very much the same as myself.
Yes, well, we admire you for your honesty and integrity, that we're all one big family here and we're all in this together. And as I said to you on the phone an hour ago, Bruce, the diagnosis could have been a lot worse. It could have been something inoperable or incurable. And without exception, everybody I know who's had this prostate problem has come through with flying colours. And I know how strong you are, not only physically, but especially mentally. And you will win this fight.
Thank you very much, Phil. That's very reassuring and very kind of you to say that. And thank you to everyone who echo, not many around the corridors at the moment, who echo those thoughts.
Now, there are, Bruce. I have to say, that just in the time that we've been on air together, just chatting these last couple of minutes, Miss Jane Holmes from the Neil Mitchell program has sent through an email wishing you all the best. And Jessie Ayton, daughter of Doug Ayton, has sent us messages on behalf of herself and Doug, also wishing you all the best.
Oh, that's very lovely and very kind. So much appreciation for that. I do anything from management. No, it doesn't matter. No, that's all right.
Oh, yeah. They needed to be reminded who you were. But that's just how things are in this industry. Yeah. Ken also tells us Dr. Sally has also given us a call to wish you were the best as well.
Oh, the darlings. Thank you so very much indeed.
Now, Bodocks, I'll be around after midnight for some Bodocks and good cheer. Please wait up for me.
No. Well, the diagnosis from Sweden, and it's very much the same from the doctor. He says, stay away from that influence in Melbourne.
God bless, buddy. We'll catch you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much. I love you all. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Bruce.